Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. This is His Song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson, mother, author, songwriter, musician, lover of all things creative, and most of all, lover of God and my family. I did say that as I was doing this, I would not refer to what day or date it was because I know that people will listen to this at different times, but today is special, so I have a few things I want to say. First of all, it is Good Friday, the day of remembrance of our Lord and His crucifixion, but we know that Easter is coming, or has come, really. He is alive, but we just take this day to commemorate what He went through. Also, it is April 14th, or 4/14, and that day or that number has significance for me because of some Bible verses. And so with that, before we get started, I want to reintroduce the song that you've been hearing, which is called For Such a Time as This. It's a song that I wrote the lyrics and music to with my dear niece Alana singing. And For Such a Time as This comes from Esther 4:14. And I was studying that with a friend of mine, and when we read that particular verse, it just stuck with me, and I was able to actually write the song probably 5 minutes based on that verse. So let me tell you what Esther 4:14 is. I've kind of called today 4:14 day. 4:14 of Esther says, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." Okay, that was Esther 4:14. And that's a book that I studied. But then I was also led after that point to Nehemiah 4:14. Well, to the book of Nehemiah to study. But when I got to 4:14 of Nehemiah, it also talked about your family. And so Nehemiah 4:14 says, "After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, 'Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes.'" So I'm just here to tell you that, you know, your family is important, and the Lord wants to do something very special for you and your family. If there are things that you're struggling with, that your family can't seem to overcome, be it hardship, trials, tribulation, the Lord has something very, very special in store for you. So that's my 4:14 today. And I won't go into that any further except to say that 8:28, when you add those two together, Romans 8:28 is the verse that talks about all things working together for good. So I save that for another day. But back to verses of victory. As you know, it's a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. And it is a book that I wrote. And I wrote it, started it as a challenge to myself to see how many Bible verses I knew. And how many victorious Bible verses I could find. So we know that we are victorious over the grave because of what Jesus did. Our verse for day 14 is Psalm 18, 1 and 2. Psalm 18, 1 and 2. 1 through 2. "I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Today's message is short and sweet, so that was kind of why I took that extra time. But basically it says this verse is really all-encompassing. It tells all the things that the Lord is: our strength, our rock, our fortress, our shield, our power, and our safe place. How can anything or anyone that is against us win against all of that? God not only gives us the victory, He is victory. Victory indeed. And that says it all. So again, although I said I would not refer to a particular day, I am reading this on Good Friday, and it is a good reminder to me to say, He is victory, victory indeed. So with that, we go to our three P's. First, we're going to personalize. What does this verse mean to you? So Psalm 18, 1 through 2, what does that mean to you? And it says, does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your life? Now, today I didn't really tell a particular story. I just basically stated that He is victory. But does that remind you of anything in your life, knowing that He is victory? Does that help you to recognize that you have the victory? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And thirdly, we always, with our third P, proclaim by praying a prayer of victory over your situation. Please join me. Dear Lord, thank you for being my strength, my rock, my fortress, and my savior. Thank you for the many names that you hold and the many roles you play in my life just when I need them. I declare, Lord, that I will allow you to be the head of my life, and that I will call on you first to help me through life situations. Amen. Well, I want to thank you. We've got one more day of part one. So this was day 1 through 15. You'll find all the days posted on Facebook. And then I'll probably kind of group them together, and we'll begin day 16 through 31. That will take us all the way up to March 1st. And I just hope that you have a wonderful day. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.